Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Baker, with David Brookman in the Treasury Orchestra, and Ann Thomas and Eddie O'Shea in a radio play written especially for the Treasury Star Parade by J. Franklin Jones, entitled The Second Battle of Brooklyn. Your master of ceremonies, Vincent Price.
In this land of the free and the home of the brave is this town called Brooklyn. And in this town, there's a cute red-headed girl named Myrtle McGuire. I can't give you her phone number because her nearest telephone is down at the corner drugstore. But if geography will help you, go out and watch them bums, the Brooklyn Dodgers, play ball. And every time somebody busts a home run out of the park, it'll bounce into Bedford Avenue and almost into the McGuire's front parlor. And that's the scene of our story, the McGuire's apartment, with cute, talkative, average, red-headed Myrtle McGuire at the front door, calling up two flights of stairs to her boyfriend, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie! Eddie!
Yeah, Myrtle? What do you want?
Will you bring your hot water bottle down here right away?
Okay, Myrtle, right away.
Hey, Myrtle. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Your mother sick?
I don't think so. She's at the movies.
Your kid brother?
No, Willie's out washing the dishes.
Are you sick, then?
Has somebody got to be sick?
So what are you going to do with this hot water bottle, then? Store gasoline in it?
I want to turn it in for scrap rubber.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Myrtle. That ain't fair.
I guess if I'm willing for them to turn my girdle into a flying fortress,
Myrtle,
I guess you can give up your old hot water bottle, too.
That ain't so old. Besides, it's the only one I got.
You got no use for it, Eddie. You bought it 2 years ago when you had a toothache, and now your toothache don't ache no more.
Of course it don't ache no more. I got it pulled out the next day.
You see, you haven't used it for 2 whole years. So it's going in my collection of scrap rubber for Uncle Sam. The government needs rubber, Eddie. Something awful.
Okay, Myrtle, okay. I always lose.
Thanks. Maybe they'll make a barrage balloon out of it, huh, Eddie?
Yeah. Look, Myrtle, I ain't finished my supper yet. We got meat tonight. What time we going dancing?
Oh, Eddie, didn't I tell you I can't go?
Oh, why not? We made the date last week. I said, it's Tuesday night, okay? And you said, yeah, Tuesday night is swelling. I was with you. I heard you.
But I got to go to a meeting, which I didn't know about then.
But Tommy Dorsey is playing. What kind of meeting?
The Air Raid Wardens.
What, again? Hey, if you ask me, you just want to go there so you can hang around that Louis Metzger.
Nobody's asking, you see. Besides, I'm not in the least ways interested in Louis Metzger, and you know it.
Last week, we was going to go to Coney Island. And you got to go to a Red Cross meeting or something. It's always that way. One night it's Air Raid Wardens, and then it's collecting rubber for the Red Cross, or selling bonds, or dancing at the USO. Every time I ask you to go someplace, you always got to go someplace else.
Tomorrow night I'm giving away a pint of my blood.
A pint of your blood? How are you going to keep warm this winter?
Nevertheless, the president says we all got to do our parts, Eddie.
Sure. Ain't I doing mine?
You could still do more, Eddie.
Look, I am working in a defense plant, ain't I? All day Saturdays and part of Sundays, too. Everybody can't do everything, you know. You got to leave something for somebody else to do. You ain't Sergeant York.
We all got to get ready for the Second Battle of Brooklyn.
The what?
The Second Battle of Brooklyn, I said. Don't you hear good anymore, Eddie? You know, I think working in the defense plants has warped your eardrums.
Just stop there a minute and tell me one thing.
What?
Where was I when they was fighting the First Battle of Brooklyn?
Right here. Don't you remember? 2 years ago.
Come on. You mean that crucial series that the Dodgers and Giants set up at the Polo Grounds?
No, I don't mean any such thing. I mean the Battle of Brooklyn against the Nazis.
You mean Hitler and them Nazis is right here fighting on Bedford Avenue and none of us knew about it?
Well, yes and no.
That is impossible, Michael. I would have at least read it in the newspapers.
You don't understand things easy, do you? I'm talking about the town of Brooklyn over in Holland.
Huh?
You see, our Brooklyn here in America is named after Brooklyn, Holland. Even though they're spelled different. Well, maybe they wasn't before. Now they're one and the same thing, like Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Never mind Charlie McCarthy. Stick to the point. When did I, where did I, and how did I ever get to fighting with Hitler in Brooklyn?
Well, if you'll just keep quiet long enough, Eddie, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you've probably seen the whole thing in the movies with Don Ameche.
We was all sitting there in our house in Brooklyn, Holland.
I told you I was never...
Remember it, Eddie? We was all sitting around the supper table. Me and Mom and Willie, and you was there too, Eddie, like always on Sunday nights. And Like always, Mom was saying grace.
Our dear Father in heaven, bless this food that is before us. We thank you for it. And bless this, our house. Give us wisdom and hope through this long night. Bless our soldiers at the front. Bless our flag. Bless our freedom. Amen.
Then it got quiet, Eddie. Nobody was talking much. Not even me. Nobody could hardly eat. It was like the bases was full and two outs. Everybody was scared, Eddie, and trying to let on they wasn't.
Mom. Mom, what you said when we were saying grace just now.
Hmm?
Are you scared, Mom?
No, Willie, I'm not afraid.
Don't be, Mom. The Germans is at least 60 miles away still.
Willie, I wouldn't be afraid if they were marching down the street. None of us need be afraid as long as we're on God's side.
They'll never get as far as Brooklyn, Mom.
Our army's strong, Mom. And besides, they opened the dikes this afternoon. Flooded everything. I heard it just before the radio went off.
And there's nothing to worry about tonight, Mom.
Our defense line will hold till the British get here.
Sure, and the Germans couldn't get here tonight anyway, Mom.
Go on and eat, dear. Stop talking.
Then nobody said nothing, Eddie. Remember? You could only hear the clock on the mantel ticking. It got louder and louder. It was quiet, like we was all waiting for the dentist. Everybody just looked down at their plates, not eating, or else looked around the room. The crack in the ceiling. Seashell on the table. Mom's old china dog in front of the fireplace. And that clock kept on ticking. All of us kept on saying nothing. Just listening. Listening. And then they came, Eddie.
Mom! Where are you, Mom?
Mom!
Oh, light a candle, for God's sake, Eddie. Mom!
Here's the candle.
I can't see her, Mom! Mom, answer, Mom! There she is. There's Mom. She's crushed under the stone.
Oh!
There in the streets of Brooklyn. Only there wasn't no difference in the streets that morning. They all looked alike. Smashed houses. Burning houses. Dead houses. The only difference was the German soldiers in the streets everywhere. A German officer and six men were going from ruin to ruin. Soon they came to us. We all stood silent in front of what the night before had been our house. You, Eddie, and me, and Willie, and Mom's old china dog. The Germans knew everything like they was gypsy fortune tellers.
How Eckhart showed the three people lived in this house. A crippled old woman, a girl, and a boy. Where's the old woman?
You killed her last night.
Who are you?
A friend of the family.
You are the girl who lives here, and the boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
The girl will report to our headquarters at 3 o'clock, from where she will be sent to a farm to help with the spring plowing. The boy will report at 3:30, from where he will be sent to work in a factory in the Reich.
No, no, I won't do it. I won't do it.
Wait, Willie, don't run away. Come back. Wait.
Fire.
If a boy doesn't wish to work for the Reich, we see that he doesn't have to work.
That was the first battle of Brooklyn, Eddie. We lost. We were shut out 100-0 like Hubble was pitching.
Myrtle, what has come over you? I love you, kid, and I always thought you was a little wacky, which was another reason why I love you, but I never heard you talk like that in my whole life. Is there something wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me, Eddie. I've just been thinking lately.
Yeah, talking, too. But look, Myrtle, we wasn't in no Battle of Brooklyn, and you know it.
Yes, we were.
How could we be in Brooklyn, Holland, when all the time we are right here on Bedford Avenue, Brooklyn, USA? How could we, huh?
Listen to me, Eddie, and try to get this through your thick head. We was in the first Battle of Brooklyn. All the little people in the world was in it. You and me and Mom and Willie and Sammy Feinschreiber down at the butcher shop. We were all little people. And like I said, all the little people in the world was in that battle. the Cohens and the Kellys and the Smiths and the Joneses, Joe Jokes and George Selden. All the gentle, beautiful little people. You see, Eddie?
You talk like a merry-go-round.
This is a little guy's war, Eddie. Hitler ain't fighting kings and queens no more. What can a king do? Call up the Waldorf Astoria and ask to speak to the king and they ask you which ones. Here, the joint's jumping with him. This is the little guy's war, and all the king's horses and all the king's men can't do nothing about it. We're the only ones that can win it, Eddie. Only us, the little people, all dressed up in our halos and gas masks.
Okay, Myrtle, okay. I believe you. The first battle of Brooklyn is over. But you says when I first come in here, you couldn't go dancing tonight on account of you had to get ready for the second battle of Brooklyn.
That's exactly what I mean. That's why I do all the things I do.
Well, would you just tell me where they're going to have this second battle? Right here in Prospect Park?
How do I know? Maybe it'll be in Brooklyn, Holland again, or in Moscow, or Egypt, or Tokyo, or maybe right here in Prospect Park. But, Eddie, it's going to be the biggest World Series we ever seen. And we got to win this second battle of Brooklyn, even if we got to drag old Dazzy Dance out of the bullpen.
We're going to win a war, all right, Myrtle. Don't get jumpy.
All us little people got to get jumpy, or else we won't. We got to do everything from knitting socks to shooting a gun. This ain't for peanuts and a hot Frank out in the bleachers, Eddie. This is for all or nothing. This is for our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is for democracy. This is so the meek, the little people can inherit the earth.
So what do you want I should do? Go on a house-to-house search for hot water bottles?
Sure, if that's all you can do, you don't, but do something.
Now, don't get excited, Myrtle. I just asked you a question.
Don't you see, Eddie? You and me, we ain't never done much for this world, except eating, maybe, and going to Coney and drinking a beer. We ain't never wrote a song. We never even planted a shade tree. Never brought a kid in the world. Maybe we never will, but we gotta make it so other people can in the future. But they won't be able to unless we all win the second battle of Brooklyn. We gotta pray and hope to do it. We gotta work and fight to do it. We gotta give away all our money maybe to do it. And we gotta have the guts to bury our kids with one hand and thumb our nose at Hitler with the other.
Well, that's what I've been saying all the time, ain't it? Buy war saving stamps and lick the other side.
Yeah, that's it, Eddie. Part of it.
And, Myrtle, after it's all over, then will you go dancing with me at Coney?
Sure, Eddie. When they turn the lights back on at Coney and around the world again.
Yes, Myrtle. When the lights go back on at Coney Island, then there will be music and dancing and laughter and light for all the little people all over the world again. Because we here in America have pledged ourselves to destroy the evil in the world, which darkens cities and destroys them, and the laughter and the music of the people in them. And we will destroy it at whatever cost. We will work unceasingly. We will fight unyieldingly. And we will save. We must save everything we can, raw materials, food, and money. And we must invest our money in war savings bonds, every penny that we can, every week or every payday. United States Treasury war savings bonds and stamps are your investment in the last great hope for freedom and happiness in the world. Buy them today, as often and as much as you can. They are your investment in the future security of America. Remember, this is your country. Keep it yours.